Feature box. Registrar. The Smithsonian has more than 140 million items to keep track of. A registrar provides each one with a numbered computer record. The record might include digital images of the item, the history of the item, how it was obtained, where it is stored, any repairs that have been made to it, whether it is on loan to another museum, and more. Registrars have to be well organized and have great computer skills. Another plane you won't want to miss is the Spirit of St. Louis. In 1925, Charles Lindbergh was a male pilot who no one had ever heard of. But he had a big dream. He wanted to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. No one had ever done that. He had helped design the Spirit of St. Louis, and he watched it being built. In 1927, Lindbergh flew the Spirit of St. Louis across the Atlantic by himself. He flew 3,610 miles from New York to Paris. It took him 33 hours. He was worn out by the end. It was the first ever solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean. A big cheer erupted when he emerged shakily from the cockpit. The crowd carried him off in triumph. He had made it to Paris flying solo, and he became famous around the world. Women in flight. The Smithsonian hasn't neglected the women who were part of the early days of flight. The collection includes a photo of Bessie Coleman, the first African-American female aviator, a photo of Mabel Cody, the first woman to step from a speedboat onto a plane, and a postcard of Harriet Quimby, the first woman to earn a pilot's license in the United States. Quimby was also the first woman to fly across the English Channel. There is a photo of women who flew airplanes in World War II. More recent female aviation pioneers include Valentina Tereshkova, who became the first woman in space in 1963, and Sally Ride, who became the first American woman in space by flying in the Challenger space shuttle in 1983. Caption: Harriet Quimby flew across the English Channel in 1911.